Hey folks, Todd Cochran here. Just got back from CES. I know you're about ready to enjoy one of the interviews we did, but I think it's really important that you know that this show, my show, Geek News Central, is sponsored by GoDaddy.com. I want you to save a lot of money on GoDaddy products and services. All you got to do is come over to geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. There'll be a plethora of codes there for you to check out to save money at GoDaddy. Thanks, GoDaddy, for being a sponsor.
Cedric, welcome to the show. Oh, it's Cedric. Oh, okay. Sorry, Cedric. And you're with Perry Incorporated. What do we have here? Oh, we got to give him a mic. Yeah, hang on. Okay, there we go.
Good? All right. Yeah, we're good. Okay.
So this is the Perry Duo.
Okay.
It's a first of its kind charging and audio case.
Oh.
It's first of its kind because it has you can connect to it with Bluetooth and Wi-Fi. And with the Wi-Fi, we have you can do a multicasting, and what that means is we can connect up to 64 cases simultaneously. Perfect for parties, right?
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you're a DJ, you go to a beach party or whatever.
Right.
Anybody who has this case, you'll be able to connect with them. You put yourself in master mode, and people in slave mode will be able to hear you.
So just so everyone knows what we've got here, let's understand first. We've got a mobile phone, mm-hmm. and then on the other side are two speakers, and it also has got a battery inside it. You said, right?
Yes, 2,500 milliamp hour.
Okay. So not only can we charge, we can jam.
Yes, charging and jamming.
Yeah.
Yeah, two nice functions. That's why I call it the duo, right?
Yeah. And then it's nice that, you know, you give that party function. Like you said, somebody can be in the master mode and be running the tunes for the party.
Right.
And everybody there that's got one of these can be part of the source of the sound.
Yep.
And contribute to the fun, if you
exactly
will.
Exactly. But, you know, it's been really interesting. We've actually had a lot of people come to us and tell us how they want to use it, right? Initially, we thought, okay, this is great for the party scene.
Right.
But we've had, for example, we had a firefighter come and say that, you know, if there's an emergency, the power's down and there's somebody needs help, they can use this, the Wi-Fi, as a distress call.
Because
the Wi-Fi is built in, actually.
Right,
you don't need...
Right.
You know, a hub or anything like
right
that. This is its own Wi-Fi.
Wow.
So there's that. We've had people, like in medical applications, speech therapy can be, you know, for example, if somebody's at the hospital, they can't speak, their oxygen mask or whatever, and they want help, they can say what they want, like their leg hurts or whatever.
Oh.
This would, you know,
it'll speak for
them.
Exactly. And louder.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So
that's great.
It's been really exciting.
And I noticed you got some buttons on the
mm-hmm.
side. So you got
the volume,
and then we got power.
Right, power. And then we have, this is the Bluetooth connectivity.
Oh, that's cool.
And then with the Wi-Fi, all the things I explained about, like the master and slave mode, that comes with the app. And other things we can do with that app, actually, is if you have multiple cases, you can control which one's left, right? So you can really customize your audio experience.
So I would almost see this where... You give the kids each one, and the kids can have fun with it as they please.
Yeah. Perfect for games, too.
Yeah.
Right?
That'd be great.
Yeah.
How many times have you guys really, like, cup the speaker so you can hear it better, or even just, you know, you don't have to do that anymore?
Actually, most of the times, as the age I am, I'm telling kids, plug your headphones in.
Right. Also, this might be too loud. Actually, we've been told to bring it down sometimes.
Your booth's a little too loud when you got too many of them playing.
Exactly.
So it puts out a good bit of sound.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
definitely.
Wow. Excellent.
Definitely.
Oh, that's funny. So fire it up. Let's hear it for.
Oh, actually, this is the dummy case.
Oh, okay.
I haven't plugged in over there. Unfortunately, you couldn't bring it. But if you go to our website, we do have a demo there. It's on video. So.
All right. And where is your website?
You can go to myperry.com.
Myperry.com. P-E-R-I.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Myperry.com.
Yep.
And what's it going to retail for?
So MSRP is $139.
$139.
Okay. Right.
Great. It's available now.
Well, you can you can go on Indiegogo. We have a campaign on Indiegogo.
That's cool.
So you can pre-order for $99. And the campaign, we have about 30 days left on it, so go check it out.
All right, good. Mm-hmm. So good luck with this. It looks like it's a fun product. You know?
It is. We've gotten a lot of positive feedback, and we're just really excited to get it out there.
That's great. And how's your Indiegogo campaign going?
It's going very well, actually. You know, we still have 30 days, but we're already way past the halfway mark, so.
That's fantastic. Yeah, that seems to be a really big trend. I'd say about half the people I've interviewed or seen interviewed when we've been out on the floor have had an Indiegogo or a Kickstarter or some kind of component to getting their product out there, whether it's been in the past and now they're in the next stage or they're in process of getting funding.
I think
that's exciting.
You know, on the Indiegogo stuff too, if you've already got your product designed, you got your build made, you're kind of at the point where, okay, let's go to production. Now, you know, you're almost ready to go. The Indiegogo campaign's good because you get what you get.
Yeah.
You know, if you get 1,000 orders, you get 1,000 at $99. He knows he's got to order 1,000 devices, exactly. You know, and he gets his money. So it's not necessarily you have to reach a goal on Indiegogo.
Right, right. So, Indiegogo is one of the ones where you don't.
Yeah. I like Indiegogo better than the other ones, personally.
It's been really nice to us, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's really good for the contributors, too, because it's not just buying it, right? You kind of get to be part of the process.
Right, right.
You know? And they can comment and we reply. So it's really, you get involved with the development.
And
so
that's very smart on your part, because I think that what makes crowdfunding campaigns largely successful is that making it a community effort.
Yeah, exactly.
You're right. You're not just buying a product. You're buying into a community. You're going to be an early adopter.
Yeah.
You're going to be an early supporter. And you get to feel good for doing that and helping someone get a leg up and get their product out there.
And you know what's really cool about those programs, too, is you're bought in. And, you know, when they send you the email, it's shipping.
Yeah.
And it's like, because I support a lot of Kickstarters, a lot of Indiegogo stuff. When I get the device, it's like open a Christmas present, you know, and then I want to talk about it.
Yep.
And so, I can. It's a real cool viral marketing piece right now. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Appreciate
so much.
Yeah. Thank you.
And good luck with Indiegogo and good luck with the product launch.
Thank you.
All right. Take care.
Great.
Thank you so much.